When we walked down the halls together, people would stare at Leandra, and then at me like I was the luckiest person in the world. And people really liked her, even if she wasn't a huge brain like Renee. I think Renee had read the letter twice by the time Leandra got to the bottom.
"Funny," Leandra murmured finally. "It sure looks like he was thinking about suicide, but it never actually says he's going to commit suicide."
I looked at how Creed had put it. "I only wish to be gone, therefore I am."
"But look at this."
Renee pointed to the earlier part of the note, before our names were listed.
"I know that people wish I were dead, and at this moment in time, I see no alternative but to accommodate them in this wish."
"That's suicide," Renee said flatly. "That's definitely suicide."
"Yeah, but where is he?"
Alex asked nervously, looking over his shoulder to see if anyone might put their eyes on this note. He turned back and almost whispered,
"Where's the body?"
"I don't know," Renee mumbled. "But he was still trying to get attention like always. Look at the things he's saying. Life and luck and liberty."
She curled her lip in disgust.
"What a crock. I'm surprised he saw himself with so much truth. He always wore that grin from hell. I would have bet he grinned when he slept."
"He probably did," Alex said with a smirk. "I always figured he never was able to face up to how bad his life really was. Denial, my dad calls it. He lived in a state of chronic denial."
Even if you were yelling at Creed, that grin stayed plastered from ear to ear. It was like he refused to believe you were yelling. He wouldn't stop grinning until somebody hit him. Then he went totally depressive. I had seen him in a heap on the floor, wailing, after one of the boons hit him. I thought denial was an okay word.
"Are we positive he wrote this?"
Leandra stared at the paper, looking confused. Alex shrugged.
"Mr. Ames gets the note, and boom, the kid is missing. Who else would have written it?"
Leandra's accent came on very thick when she was thinking too hard to cover it up, and it was thick right then.
"It does sound just like him. But like y'all just said, Chris never saw the truth about himself. It almost sounds like the way somebody else would describe his life."
"You're saying that somebody else killed him and wrote the note to make it look like a suicide,"
Renee said to clear us up. She spat it out like she was reciting a weather report. She folded her arms across her chest coolly and looked around the cafeteria.
"So, who's your suspect?"
"I'd say there are a few in here."